ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. அரண்யகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 71, A Leaf from Kabanda's Past. The recitation begins now. Kabanda said, Once in the far past, I was gifted with a form of surpassing beauty like unto the moon or the sun or Indra himself. The three worlds knew it right well, but I exchanged that for another form of terror and baited the rishis and the ascetics. One day, a Maharishi by the name Sthulshiras was wending his way in the forest in quest of food, when I sprang upon him all unawares and snatched away the provisions he was carrying. He turned upon me in a blaze of fury and cried, Retain for all time the hideous form you wear now. All creation shall shun and curse you therefore. But I fell at his feet and prayed, Lord, temper your just wrath with sweet mercy. Extend your forgiveness to me and let this curse of yours die somewhere in the future. To which he replied all graciously, That shall be when Raghunatha hews down your league-long arms and cremates your remains in the wild forest. Your form of beauty shall come to you again, and bliss untold shall be yours. Danu's son am I, blessed in everything that the heart could desire. Then he gratified Brahma with stern austerities and won from him immeasurable length of years and resistless strength. The demon of conceit possessed me and whispered in my ears, The Lord of Celestials himself, what could he do unto you? Then I set my heart on striking down Indra, the foe of my race, and challenged him to fight. Forthwith there came at me the Vajra, thousand-pointed, and beat my head into the chest and my legs into the stomach. Grant me life, cried I in abject terror. He glanced an eye of pity on me and said, Brahma's word shall not prove false, hence I give you your life. Yet once more I lifted up my voice in piteous appeal and cried, Lord, smashed by a terrible Vajra, my neck and feet broken, how shall I manage to live on through the endless years, utterly powerless to seek my food? Then a shining one blessed me with a mouth in my stomach and gave me sharp teeth and league-long arms. Come back to my world when Rama and Lakshmana shall hew down your unwieldy arms. From then I abide in these woods, crushing between my arms all the creatures that I could manage to get between them. Nothing escapes me. My supreme confidence in the word of the Maharishi that Rama will anyhow come within my reach gave me the heart to carry this hideous, unwieldy bulk through all these ages. Rama, you are, and no doubt of it. Have I not the Maharishi's word for it that you and you alone are my fate? I will unfold you a plan to find out the whereabouts of Janaki and direct you to a friend who will do it for you. But it is not in my power to help you before you burn my carcass. Then said Rama to him, Ravana, the Rakshasa, made away with my beloved wife at Janasthan when my brother and I were away from the cottage. His name we know, but neither his abode, nor his antecedents, nor his might. It comes naturally to you to be the friend of others, and we thank you for extending your sympathy and kindness to such homeless wanderers as we, the sport of the buffeting gales of misery and misfortune. We will dig a huge pit for you and burn your body limit on a tall pyre built on the trees broken by the elephants hereabout. Then give us what information you can as to who carried my wife and where he has imprisoned her. But Danu's son had a ready and skillful reply. The moment this hideous form falls away from me and makes room for my body of light, I will place you on the track of one who knows everything about Sita. But I have not the open eye to see it myself. This body begotten of the Rishi's curse must crumble to atoms before the scales drop from my eyes. It is verily the curse that stands between me and the light. The foul sin has burdened me with this despicable bulk. The sun should not enter the portals of the breast before my lifeless body is interred in the depths of the pit. Then I will speak to you upon the man who knows the Rakshasa. Right worthy is he of your confidence and friendship, and I trow that the famed hero will assist you beyond your hopes. The three worlds have no secret for him, for in the far past he has traveled them from end to end, impelled by some necessity. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.